Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 10th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Axway acquires e-invoicing specialist AdValvas. U.S.-based API management provider Axway has purchased Belgium-based e-invoicing specialist AdValvas to bring new invoicing and compliance capabilities. Banking Circle joins UK FPS with DirectGBP. Banking Circle has joined the UK Faster Payments Service, FPS, as a direct participant for GBP, aiming to build a super correspondent bank for global B2B payments. GoodLord partners with Tink. UK-based rent tech platform GoodLord has partnered with open banking platform Tink to maintain the use of financial technology in tenancy referencing. Visa partners with Terabyte Gateway. Terabyte Gateway, an open banking platform in the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, has announced a strategic partnership with Visa, the global digital payment provider. Bank Alphala acquires equity stake in and partners Chiast Bazaar. Pakistan-based commercial bank Bank Alphala has signed a deal to acquire an equity stake in BNPL platform Chiast Bazaar and entered an embedded financing agreement. Expedia Group expands partnership with MasterCard. Expedia Group has expanded its partnership with MasterCard in order to enable U.S. clients to use their credit card loyalty points to book their travels. Alma partners Numeral and BNP Paribas to automate payments. Payment operations platform for fintechs Numeral has partnered with BNPL provider Alma to automate payments to merchants in collaboration with bank BNP Paribas. Click2Pay streamlines payment collections and tracking with new updates. Canada-based payment service provider Click2Pay has updated its client portal to give businesses more control over their payments. Bankoly launches cash flow acceleration platform. Global fintech platform Bankoly has launched its cash flow acceleration platform to offer businesses around the world early access to their clients' payments. Bank Nizwa and Buna to offer multi-currency cross-border payments. Oman-based Bank Nizwa has formed a collaboration with Buna, a cross-border payment system owned by the Arab Monetary Fund. iProoff partners with Woltra. Czech Republic-based digital banking solution provider Woltra has partnered with iProoff to offer banks and financial institutions biometric technology. Identfi, FinCapital partners to offer automated KYC and AML checks. Global fraud management service provider Identfi has partnered with FinCapital partners to deliver a seamless customer onboarding process with automated KYC and AML checks. Finmont partners with Nathone to combat fraud in the travel industry. Germany-based Finmont has partnered with machine learning-based fraud prevention company Nathone to fight fraud in the travel industry. Moss to launch an information sharing platform for banks in Singapore. The Parliament of Singapore has passed a bill that will facilitate the launch of an information sharing platform for banks. WorldCoin launches its first consumer product. US-based WorldCoin has launched its first consumer product in the form of a wallet app that allows users to transfer crypto tokens via Polygon. Bittrex files for bankruptcy protection. US-based cryptocurrency exchange Bittrex has filed for bankruptcy protection following a complaint from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Barclays taps TransferMate for international receivables package. Barclays Bank is collaborating with Irish payments unicorn Transfermate on the delivery of an international receivables package designed to reduce transfer costs for clients doing business overseas. European Parliament paper pours cold water on digital euro. The risks of rolling out a digital euro currently outweigh the benefits, and a CBDC should not be introduced unless new elements emerge, says a paper prepared for the European Parliament. Visa uses CBDC for programmable finance prototype for farmers. Taking up a challenge from Brazil's central bank, Visa has built a prototype of a programmable finance platform for farmers using a CBDC. RBI and BIS open applications for cross-border payments tech sprint. The RBI and the BIS today jointly launched the fourth edition of the G20 Tech Sprint Initiative, a global technology competition to promote innovative solutions aimed at improving cross-border payments, under India's G20 presidency. Lanistar opens new offices in Dubai and Sao Paulo. Lanistar, a fintech founded in the heart of London, has seen rapid growth and in recent months has added an additional two offices to its roster, Dubai and Sao Paulo. Now operating in three continents, Lanistar's 2023 growth plan looks to be in full swing. Mastercard opens new data hub in Kuala Lumpur. Mastercard hosted Fahmi Fadzal, Malaysia's Minister of Communications and Digital, for the opening of its new office and launch of its data and services, DNS, hub in Kuala Lumpur, which will serve clients across the Asia-Pacific region with a suite of offerings beyond transactions. Icon Solutions names Donald Fleming as new CTO. Icon Solutions, a leading specialist provider of solutions and technology services that simplify payments transformation, including IPF, Icon Payments Framework, has today announced the appointment of Donald Fleming as Chief Technology Officer, CTO. Visa invests in TerraPay. TerraPay, a leading global payments infrastructure company, today announces a strategic equity investment from Visa, a world leader in digital payments. Yonder SLECTS transact payments for its new rewards-based credit card. Yonder, a modern rewards credit card based in London, has partnered with Transact Payments, experts in cards and payments, for its new rewards-based credit card for young Londoners. Banking Circle joins UK Faster Payments Scheme. Underpinning its ambitious plans to build a super correspondent bank for global B2B payments, Banking Circle has joined the UK Faster Payments Service, FPS, as a direct participant for GBP. RTGS. Global appoints CEO and new chair. RTGS. Global, the next-gen settlement service delivering real-time cross-border payments and liquidity management, is scaling up quickly in 2023 with very strong market acceptance. Spice Money and Boston Consulting Group to build platform for rural population. Spice Money, subsidiary of DigiSpice Technologies, India's leading rural fintech that is revolutionizing the way Bharat banks, today announced its strategic partnership with Boston Consulting Group, BCG, a leading global consulting firm. Numeral and BNP Paribas selected by Alma to automate billion euros of payments per year. Numeral, the leading payment operations platform for fintech companies, has been selected by Alma, a leading European buy now, pay later provider, to automate millions of payments per year to merchants in collaboration with BNP Paribas. Glue42 and BNY Mellon collaborate on enterprise communications platform. Glue42, the interoperability solution provider, today announced their participation in BNY Mellon's award-winning operations to operations project. Pazina Investment Management implements Rhymes Investment Management Platform Matrix. Pazina Investment Management, LLC, a U.S.-headquartered investment firm, is implementing Rhyme's Investment Intelligence Solution Matrix to support its efforts to streamline operations, mitigate risk, and enhance its portfolio optimization capabilities. Griffin selects LineData MFACT to streamline fund accounting. LineData, a global provider of asset management and credit technology data and services, announced today that Griffin Fund Group, Griffin, a leading fund administration firm servicing both registered and private investment companies, has selected LineData MFACT to streamline fund accounting, NAV calculation and reporting processes onto a single global platform. Taiwan's Uanta selects Aventis for trade surveillance. Aventis, a leading global provider of multi-asset class trade surveillance, market risk, transaction monitoring and algorithmic monitoring solutions, has been selected to provide trade surveillance for Uanta Futures in Taiwan, representing the firm's first Taiwanese client. Finastra extends managed services agreement with Luxoft. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced a new managed services partnership agreement with Luxoft, a DXC technology company, to support Finastra's Condor customers in the Europe, Middle East and Africa, EMEA, region with their cloud transformation journeys. TS Imagine upgrades Trade Smart M's. TS Imagine, the leading global, cross-asset class provider of trading, portfolio, and risk management solutions for financial institutions, today announces the availability of several next-generation features of its TradeSmart Fixed Income Execution Management System, EMS, all designed to immediately enhance workflow efficiency for traders operating within the $133 trillion global bond market. GCEX granted license by Danish FSA to operate as an investment firm. GCEX, a leading digital prime brokerage, has been granted permission from the Danish Financial Supervisory Authority, FSA, to operate as an investment firm. FCA prepares to wield the whip on consumer duty. The Financial Conduct Authority has warned that it is prepared to take robust action against firms that fail to meet the impending consumer duty deadline. Irish Central Bank Governor compares crypto to Ponzi scheme. Central Bank of Ireland Governor Gabriel McClough has compared cryptocurrencies to Ponzi schemes and says there is urgent need for policy action to protect consumers. Fourthline recruits Peter Grausguber from Bitpanda as new CFO. Fourthline, the leading reg tech provider of AI-powered and compliant KYC and AML solutions, is pleased to announce the appointment of Peter Grausguber as its chief financial officer, subject to approval from the Dutch Central Bank. Using the right tech tools to protect against money laundering. Banks and credit unions aren't the only organizations fighting against money laundering. Rapid partners with Belvo. Rapid has partnered with Belvo, a Latin America-based open finance data and payments platform. BRDGE partners American Express for open banking. Payment orchestration provider BRDGE has announced a partnership with American Express aiming to improve the open banking capabilities for merchants. Eberi partners with the Financial Intermediary and Broker Association. UK-based fintech Eberi has announced a partnership with the Financial Intermediary and Broker Association, FIBA. VIXIO launches Payments Compliance Horizon Scanning. UK-based payments and gambling compliance company VIXIO has launched Horizon Scanning, a SaaS solution that provides real-time intelligence for payments compliance. CertifID launches Seller Identity Verification Service. Global wire fraud protection company CertifID has launched its Seller Identity Verification Service, built for enabling firms to combat seller impersonation fraud. ECB calls on digital ID experts to develop digital euro rules. The European Central Bank has invited identification and authentication experts to help develop rules for the digital euro. Petal raises $35 million, spins off B2B unit. Petal, a U.S. credit card startup that is ditching traditional credit scores in an effort to sign up young people and the underbanked, has raised $35 million in funding and spun off as B2B-focused subsidiary Prism Data. Pigeon secures certification for FedNow instant payments service. Pigeon, a secure real-time payments platform built for the future of payments, is among the first companies in the industry to complete testing and certification for the FedNow SM service, the Federal Reserve's new instant payment offering launching in July 2023. Tie digital assets exchange teams with RealX and TokenX to offer fractionalized trading. Tie Digital Assets Exchange, TDX, pushes forward promoting fundraising through digital token offerings in line with its strategic plan to simplify investment for entrepreneurs and investors by partnering with Real Estate Exponential Company, Limited, RealX, and TokenX Company, Limited, TokenX, to offer fractionalized digital asset. CF Partners deploys Cassini systems to manage initial margin. Cassini Systems, the industry leader of pre- and post-trade margin and collateral analytics for derivatives market participants, announces today its partnership with CF Partners, the leading provider of energy and environmental solutions for companies looking for a low-carbon future, with services including emissions and carbon credits trading. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.